A reading from Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
The pure in heart. A while back, you preached on a book that was called The Pastor as a Minor Poet. And I really, it resonated with me because I love the poetry of the Psalms. And when I heard, blessed are the pure in heart, it reminded me of the very first psalm, which goes like this. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Beautiful.
It is beautiful. The calling to live out God's way, which is a way of purity. In the Hebrew culture, it was significant to have cleanliness. So it was ceremonial or ritual purity that was very significant. And Jesus comes and he challenges all that. He calls for an inner purity, a heart change. He'll talk to the Pharisees rather strongly about you wash the outside of the cup, but you don't wash the inside of the cup. And in fact, he even calls them whitewashed tombs to suggest how the inner part is dead. And here Jesus is saying, blessed are those who are pure at heart, the very inner character, as marked very well by Psalm 1.
And so much of the Old Testament, it'd be reducing it to something that's not true, but so much of the Old Testament is symbolic washing, whereas Jesus is going to actual washing, which encompasses the whole being, not just the body, not just the head, but also the human heart, the soul of the person. And that's a significant difference between what had been preached and taught before and what Jesus is now saying.
And the result then is that you will see God. Immediately in Jesus listeners, they would have thought of Psalm 24, where there's this declaration, who will enter the temple of the Lord? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. Even in their worship liturgy, it was part of the distinction. It's not just ceremonial or ritual cleanliness, but it's heart purity. And the temple was the place of God. So who's going to enter the temple? Who's going to see God? Not just in eternity, but who's going to see him day to day? It's those who have a pure heart, a heart that is living in such a way that it also changes the outward actions.
And in Jesus' time, outside the temple are the money changers and all the people selling facsimiles of purity and goodness and ways of getting into the temple. And he is, as he does in the Gospels themselves, he rejects that and it says, remove yourself from here.